Hey everyone, welcome back to the Origin Podcast. I'm Jamie.
And I'm Alex. Today we're diving into something really fascinating from the world of neuroscience.
Yeah, so we're talking about what happens in the brain when male mice become fathers. Like, how does a mouse go from being, you know, aggressive toward pups to suddenly becoming a caring parent?
Right. It's wild because this isn't just about mice being cute. This research from Nature Communications actually reveals some pretty important brain mechanisms that could help us understand parental behavior in mammals more broadly.
Exactly. So the study focuses on these specific neurons in the brain, in the paraventricular hypothalamus, or PVH for short. And they found that two types of neurons there are super important.
Oxytocin and vasopressin neurons, right?
Yes. Now, most people have heard of oxytocin. It's often called the love hormone or bonding hormone. But vasopressin? That one's less talked about in the context of parenting.
So what did they discover about vasopressin specifically?
Well, here's where it gets interesting. They found that vasopressin neurons in the PVH are actually essential for suppressing infanticide, like stopping the aggressive behavior toward pups. And when they activated these neurons, virgin males who would normally attack pups suddenly started taking care of them instead.
Whoa, that's a complete behavioral flip.
Totally, and what's really cool is how this works. So they thought maybe vasopressin was just activating its own receptors, right? But the researchers discovered something unexpected.
What was that?
Vasopressin was actually binding to oxytocin receptors. Not its own receptors, but oxytocin receptors. This is what they call crosstalk between these two systems.
That's fascinating because, I mean, that suggests these hormones are way more interconnected than we thought. So where in the brain is this happening?
Great question. They pinpointed two specific areas in the preoptic area, the medial preoptic nucleus and the anterior commissural nucleus. These regions have neurons with oxytocin receptors that receive signals from both the oxytocin and vasopressin neurons.
So it's like these neurons are integration points. They're taking in multiple signals and then deciding whether to trigger parental behavior.
Exactly. You nailed it. They act as integrators. And when the researchers deleted the oxytocin receptors specifically in these areas, the father mice couldn't properly care for their pups anymore. They would just ignore them.
Wow. So both hormones are needed, working through the same receptor system in these specific brain regions. That's really elegant, actually.
It is. And what I find really compelling is that this helps explain something that's been puzzling researchers. Like when they only knocked out oxytocin, fathers would still stop attacking pups, but they wouldn't actively care for them either. Now we know vasopressin is filling in part of that gap.
So there's this beautiful redundancy in the system. Multiple pathways leading to the same important outcome, which is protecting and caring for offspring.
Right. And from an evolutionary perspective, that makes total sense. Parental care is so critical for survival that having backup systems would be really advantageous.
Absolutely. Now, I know this was done in mice, but what might this tell us about humans or other mammals?
Well, that's the million-dollar question, right? Humans obviously have much more complex social behaviors, but these same hormones and brain regions exist in us too. So understanding these fundamental circuits could eventually help us understand things like postpartum depression or bonding difficulties.
That's huge, and I imagine this could also have implications for understanding different parenting styles, or even interventions for families struggling with bonding.
Potentially, yeah. Though we're still in the early stages of translating this from mice to humans. But it's definitely an exciting direction for research.
So to wrap this up, the key takeaway is that becoming a parent involves these really specific changes in the brain. And we're now learning that it's not just one hormone or one pathway, but this intricate network of signals working together.
Beautifully said. And I think what's so cool about this research is that it shows us how evolution has built in these multiple fail-safes to ensure that parents take care of their young. It's pretty remarkable when you think about it.
It really is. Well, thanks for breaking that down with me, Jamie. This was a fascinating paper.
Always a pleasure, Alex. and thanks to everyone for listening. We'll catch you next time on the Origin Podcast.